so not impressed. But improvisation practice of its creative and just make me know. Not impressed. Brothers who were in this band, Jesusi, who put on those shows. They were just like, we're at the show. So, hey, do you remember us? They're like, yeah, but what are you doing here? and it was really cool. And then today I caught up with them and we just hung out and talked about those weird shows for a few hours and caught up or whatever. So one of my two friends, the younger of the two, the reason that he's on the West Coast is because he joined the Navy, and so I was just thinking about that, because like he's basically like, yeah, I'm against the military, you know, but I like lived in this town where like I couldn't like I was working two jobs full time and like couldn't save up money to like do anything with my life, so. Seemed like the only option for me to like not just be working minimum wage my whole life or whatever. And it's like I've heard that story a bunch, you know, like, and it's kind of just like just thinking about how that's like this kind of sad condition state, probably other places, but you know, where that's like, that's the only option, where people feel like even if it's like against their politics and ethics, like that they just know hope for them unless they like go through this channel. I don't have like an optimistic end to that, but it's just a thought I was gonna share. But I was also thinking about this next song is partially about a friend of mine, another friend of mine who joined the military, but he joined because he wanted to kill people. Which like kind of strange, you know, when you think you know somebody and then it turns out like the priority is killing people, like just straight up. And like he was like this person who was like an anarchist and like seemed like he wanted to like, you know, murder the government, to borrow a phrase, no offense. But you know, then he kind of like changed his mind and decided to joined the army, and he wanted to be deployed to Iraq, and he was too disciplined, actually. He liked joining the army, and he was like such a good soldier that they like put him on this like post where he just like guarded some fancy building in like America. Jokes on you. I wrote this song not so much about that, but about you know, what it's like to have people in your life who like are important to you and who you learn from, and then like who move on to be like really different people, and sometimes people like who you can't really have in your life anymore for one reason or another. And how it's like, I don't know, important to hold on to like what it was that they meant to you and what kind of things you learned from each other, and not like think too much about like where you guys parted ways on the path, or whatever. That's a long intro to this song. But first like this.
Turn out, leave you charred and then change completely. Thought about that one summer.
our house. And so, like, we did, and it was, like, a dark and stormy night. Thanks, by the way, for coming out in the rain. I feel like the rain is, like, I've never been to Galena and not be sunny. hope everything's okay. But, yeah, no, it was a dark and stormy night, and I was with my friend Chris, who's, like, kind of, like, scared of things, and they met us at the gas station to, like, follow us, and we're, like, following their, like, station wagon down this, like, old Goldsboro Road, and then he's like, this is, like, a horror movie, this looks like a horror movie, and then they, like, pull over on the side of the road, and he's like, if they tell me that the car's broken down, I'm just driving away. I'm not gonna go ask the people in that spooky house for help, because I know how that movie ends. And then they just, like, started their car back up and drove a little bit further down the road, and we got to their house, and it was awesome, and we made a pinata and had a great time. But later, my friend Sam, who was the one driving the station wagon, he was like, like, yeah, you know, we pulled over on the side of the road because we thought, like, what if we told them that we broke down, it was like a horror movie? It's like, I'm glad you didn't do that. Into all of us, and we all, like, participate in it, and it's something that, like, is an important important to look at that in yourself, and it's important to, you know, make a dedication to, like, unlearning the kind of shit that our culture puts in us, and, like, doing that over the course of your lifetime, and being, like, open to, you know, criticism and, like, self-analysis, and also, like, being able to, like, give criticism and, like, give it from a place of love, where, like, we're helping each other grow, because it's in all of us, if that makes sense. So it's about that, and it's about kind of role models, and it's about my dad, and it's about shitty dads. They're like the building blocks that makes the things that are easier to recognize as bigger things possible to happen, because, like, on the micro level, it's happening all the time. Called Last of the Apples. Count on letting anyone. swore you'd never let him under your skin again. Sick all winter, and I usually would go like that, but I didn't have any wood near me, and I was like, you know what, the winter is practically over in California, I don't need a knock. And also, usually if I'm like, I hope I don't break a string, even if I just think that, I'll knock on wood. But I didn't think that, but I also didn't knock on wood about getting sick, and so instead I broke a string. which is better than getting sick.
Yeah, this one doesn't work though.
I think the extension cord's not plugged in.
Oh, it's not. Oh, cool. Thanks.
Anybody have anything to say?
Loving the show.
Okay,
thank you.
friend of my youth. Well,
what?
Not there. Oh, I was gonna say, friend of my youth was so good.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. The hype on the street is there's like a tape coming out. Tell people about it.
I don't know if that's like an appropriate volume, but.
Put out. gender. The song about how we're taught gender needs to look like a specific thing. How we're assigned a gender. How we're expected to live a certain kind of life and express ourselves in certain kinds of ways. And how that's bullshit. And gender can be whatever you want it to be. And it can be malleable and fluid, and it can change, or it can be just what it was expected to be, but not because somebody told you so. It's also about sexuality, about how we're taught to understand sexuality as something that is supposed to fit in a box. And that's also something that's malleable and can change. And, how fucking sad it is that we're taught to close off like all kinds of possibilities and around, you know, self-understanding and you know, self-expression and that kind of shit.
Thank you. Keep you up.
things that are free. If you want a zine, please grab one. And you can download my music on Bandcamp for free, etc. This is a song about a book. Just think about how I want to write more songs about books. I was thinking that because I was like, then when I introduce the songs, it's like, I get tired of introducing in a certain way. I can just talk about the book, or different characters in the book. So, it'd be a good trick. My friend was trying to get me to read more Ray Bradbury. She's like, check out this collection, S's for Space. Said that, but I was like, oh, maybe I should do like a Ray Bradbury themed album.
Yeah.